الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program, or this Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or just some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this week's Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those of you who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic is about a poor person or servicing or giving things to the poor. It was related by one of Prophet's companion, Abdullah, son of Salam, may Allah be pleased with him. He reported, the Prophet, may peace be upon him, said, O people, promote the greetings, feed the poor and needy, and perform salat when others are asleep, so that you will enter Jannah safely. So the first thing he encouraged us to do, what? Oh, people, promote greeting, meaning greet each other, those you know, those you don't know, and also to feed the poor and those who are in need. Because we have a lot of people throughout the world, not just one place or another place. A lot of people throughout the world are very, very poor. Don't have any food to eat. Don't know where their next meal is going to come from. And they need our help. So help them. Because one day you could be that person that's looking for food or looking for someone to aid you or to assist you or to service you, because you will be the one that's in need. And so do that. Not do it because maybe one day you'll be it. Do it because it's a kind thing to do to help other people. A lot of people turn their backs on people, turn their noses to people, up at people, and maybe even think, how come you're not working? Why are y'all here begging? Why don't you stop begging? Maybe the person has no other choice but to beg and but to ask. You have people that are losing their jobs all over, or can't find a job, are not able to take care of their family, or maybe a war going on or something going on in their particular country. So, but the thing is, we know that the people are in need, then we help them, then we service them. They need to be fed, we feed them. They need some support, then we support them to the best of our ability. And so I'm just begging my students to be amongst those who support others. Now, supporting of others is very important in Islam. It was narrated by Abu Huraira that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the one who strives to support the widow and the poor is like a mujahid. Who fights in the cause of Allah, who struggles in the cause of Allah. Not even all the time fighting with like a sword or a gun or something, just fighting to struggle to hold on to their deen or their religion. That's a struggle too. That's a fight too. A jihad al-nafs. And so that's another type of struggle. And so let's move on. And like the one who stands in the night in voluntary prayer and fasts by day. And so a person who helps or supports the widow, the woman who is no longer has a husband, to care for herself and her children. And also we're talking about those who are poor. It's as if they stand all night in prayer or they fast all day. So we need to be part of those people who are out there helping people and serving people and supporting people. You may know someone. You don't have to always brag about it. Look what I done. Yes, I helped him or I helped her. Okay, that's good that you done that. Yeah, you did that. But the thing is, you can do it without people even knowing that you're doing it. Just go out there and give things to the people or give it anonymously to the people so no one knows what you're doing. Your right hand does not know what your left hand is doing, and your left hand does not know what your right hand is doing. That's how secretly you're giving and helping other people. So just help the person. That's all. You have to look around and see who's looking so people can mark down or jot down what you're doing. Just help the individual. Maybe even put something, if you know someone who doesn't have food, maybe you could put something on there in front of their door and knock on their door and walk away. Or maybe you're going to have a monthly or weekly food coming to them. No problem, and they have to know who's doing it, or they know that they're getting the food, or they're getting the clothing, or someone's paying their rent. But the thing is, just help someone else. It makes you feel really good when you help someone else. So let me move on. It's also mentioned by Abdullah, the son of Amr, that a man asked the messenger of Allah, and peace be upon him, said, peace be upon him. The man asked the question. He said, what is the quality of Islam? Or what quality of Islam is best? What's the best Islam? What can I do to be among the best? And the Prophet, peace be upon him, he said, to feed the poor and to say salam to whomever you know and whomever you do not know. Okay? And so, I know the person, don't know the person. I say good morning. I say, how are you? Marhaban, what I'm going to say. Assalamu alaikum. They may say to me, wa alaikum salam. Those you know and those you don't know. The man just wanted to know what quality of Islam is best. He wanted to be the best. So tell me, Prophet Muhammad, what makes me best? How can I develop myself to be best? And he said, that feed the poor. That's the first thing he said to him. You want to be amongst the best, then you go and you feed the poor. Don't necessarily, he didn't say wait for them to ask you before you can help them. No, he said feed the poor. That is best. And then also related by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he reported, the Messenger of Allah said, the poor will enter Jannah, into paradise, 500 years before the rich. That's a lot of time. I mean, some hadith says half a day. We equate to 500 years. Or it could be 500 years, the rich are staying there, while the poor enter. So the thing is that, now I'm not saying it's best to be poor. When I'm just advising people, please, those people who are poor, those people who are in need, then you help them. Help those who are in need. They're having the best quality is helping those people who are in need. Supporting the widow, supporting the person who is poor. And then I'm also missing that the poor, okay, you're poor, and it says here, that the poor, one time they said the Prophet, may peace be upon him, he stood at the gate of paradise. And he saw the ones that were entering paradise first were the poor. And so I just want to just mention this to you. You take it whatever way you want to take this. I'm just mentioning it to you about the poor entering paradise first, before 500 years before the people who are rich. But still, my emphasis here on this particular khutbah is, this particular talk, our daughters, is emphasizing that to help those who are in need. It's easy for us to turn our back on them. It's easy for us to look away. That's the easiest thing to do. That's their problem and not my problem. So put yourself in a good position and give in to those people who are in need. And also mention and remind the rich that the worst food is that of a wedding banquet to which only rich are invited while the poor are not invited. I just want to read just that portion of this hadith that says other things, but that's the portion I want to emphasize to you all, and that is the worst food is that you only invite the rich and you don't invite the poor. Like, you don't know any poor that could come to your banquet. You had the nikah, or you had the wedding, and then you had the walima, which is basically the banquet, kind of celebrating and letting everyone know that these people are now related to each other. They're now husband and wife, and so you invite people to the banquet, and it emphasizes, don't forget to the poor, those that you know, invite them to the banquet. So I just want to emphasize to you all, remind you all of this particular thing that is emphasized by the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. It's another thing that is said, that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, charity given to the poor is charity, and that giving to a relative is two things. Charity and upholding the ties of kinship. So we can't cut off our ties of kinship, and we should give to the poor. Charity is giving. Charity given to the poor is charity. Sadaqah, charity. Give to the poor a certain amount of our when we're doing one of our holidays. Eid al-Ahad, is that a portion, when we go in slaughter, a portion goes to us and our family, a portion goes to the poor, and then a portion goes to our neighbor, like that, or similar to that. But it does emphasize giving to the poor, what we have. If we have a dollar, then give them 50 cents. I mean, you have 50, and they have 50. We cannot forget those who do not have. If other people don't give it, that's their business. That is their problem. You go ahead and give. If people see you giving or not see you giving, you go ahead and give to those who are in need. You have to join the crowd. I'm going to give when others give. No, you can be, for example, the leader. And give to those who are in need. And also, related by Abu Huraira, that the Messenger, Allah's Messenger, may peace be upon him, said, "The poor person is not the one who goes around on the people and asks them for a mouthful or two of meals, or a date or two, but the poor person is that who has not enough money to satisfy his needs." And whose condition is not known to others, that others may give him something in charity, and who does not beg of people. There's a lot of description going on with a person who is poor. I'm going to read it again and start taking notes in case you missed it. Listen to the episode again. Abu Huraira, he reported that Allah's messenger said, "The poor person is not the one who goes around the people and asks them for a mouthful or two of meals or a date or two, but a poor person or the poor is the one who has not enough money to satisfy his needs and whose condition is not known to others, that others may give him something in charity, and who does not beg of people." So now you got sort of a definition, if you will, of a poor person. And I won't go over it again. You listen to his episode again, and so you can digest more of what a poor person is. And I'm going to move on from that and go to the next one, where it also mentioned basically the same thing, and that is, the poor person is not the one who asks a morsel or two of meals from the others, but the poor person or the poor is the one who has nothing, and it's a shame to beg from others. So that is considered a poor person. Those who ask and those who don't ask. And so you go ahead and give. Ask or don't ask. They may be ashamed to do so, embarrassed to ask. And so you give. You give, for example, to the mosque, and the mosque will give to the people in the community that are in need. You know people that are poor? Then you give to those individual organizations that help poor. Then you give to the organization a monthly. You give the organization, and they will give your money to the poor people or help the poor people to feed them, to clothe them, and that kind of thing. A lot of people right now are losing their jobs. A lot of people are a lot of government help is going away from a lot of people. So there's a lot of people that need help. We don't know how long they've been in that position of being poor, how long they will be in a position of being poor. But if they need help right now, then you help them right now. And it doesn't take much from you. Matter of fact, it enhances what you have. You're not doing it to enhance, but you're doing it because the person is in need. And don't worry about Shaitan saying to you, if you give to this person, then you're going to be poor. Are you going to need help? Don't worry about that kind of thing. You go ahead and you help the individuals that need help. And Allah will do the rest. And you say to Allah, oh Allah, I'm giving to this person for your sake. Please make it easy for me to give to this individual for your sake. And make it so that I don't have to worry about where my next meal is going to come before you will provide for me. So my beautiful students, please understand, help those who are in need, support the widows, support the orphans, and support those who are poor that are in need. Some of you already know who they are, so you give and you help them. You could give it to them and they don't even know you're giving it, or you're giving the organization, or like my organization, Muslim Social Services Agency, .org. You could donate to our organization, and we'll see that people get the help that money is spent according to what you direct us to do. And for the people you direct us to help, and faithfully you directing us to help those who are poor. So you can go to our organization, Muslim Social Services Agency.org, and you can donate there so we can help other people and make sure people don't go to sleep with their bellies not full. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.